We're joined now by Melcher Dallas softball coach Karen Sorensen on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA. Karen, good to talk to you this year for softball.
Thanks. It's good to talk to you.
Well, let's talk about how the season's gone so far. What's been your thoughts on how the girls have played and everything up to this point?
It's been going well. We're 2-2. We played Ankeny Christian last night and had a good game. Just a few things here or there that, we keep working on and improving. And, I keep telling the girls, I said, we make those little bit adjustments. It's going to be amazing what comes from it. It's just trying to bring everybody together on the same page for that. But, they've been doing a really good job. We're pretty young. We do have three seniors, Gabby Overgaard, Jenna Mickey, and Hayden Branson, who are fabulous leaders for us, have played for us for a long time. But the rest of them are sophomores and freshmen. And so, when we look at some of those things like, hey, we should be doing this, it's like, okay, well, in the scheme of things, they're still young for the most part. And so it's exciting to see what they can become and just keep, encouraging them that positive mindset to get to that next step. So it's been pretty good and pretty exciting so far for them.
You were incredibly young last year, if I remember. I think there's one time you might have had like 6 or 7 eighth graders on the field at one time. This year, you're still pretty young, but is it, okay, we're now experienced, let's see some progress here, or is it still, okay, we're young, let's, give these girls some room to mature?
We've seen a lot of progress in them, that there's times that when something happens, you kind of forget that, wait a second, you are a sophomore or a freshman. It's one of those things where you're like, oh, we should have had that, or we could have done this, but then it's like, wait a second, there's still, still working through some things. So they have grown so much that you kind of forget sometimes for them to learn. But no, I'd say they're kind of just, everybody's filling in and doing what they're supposed to. We had two seniors that we lost last year with Peyton Anderson and Brooklyn Metz, who were a great program. And so it was just a matter of trying to find the right mix this year of people at positions. Like I said, those sophomores, and then we have, one freshman that's playing first for us that have just kind of come in and said, okay, let's do this. And so, I keep trying to get them to think, this is what we're capable of and have the confidence in themselves. And yeah, I think they're going to continue to grow and do a great job for us.
Talking to Melcher Dallas softball coach Karen Sorensen on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA. A lot of times it all starts with pitching, and not trying to put the weight of the world on Lottie Nolte, but she has had her ups and downs and has probably walked off the field sometimes thinking, what is going on? And then there's other times it's like, oh, hey, I'm seeing success. Is that kind of what she's at right now? It's like, she'll have success, but then don't get too far down when the nights are down.
No, I think Lottie does a great job of just going with the flow no matter what. She's pretty resilient. She just gets in there and she pitches and if something doesn't go how she had planned, or she'll just back and go to the next batter. And I really appreciate that with her. Once again, too, she's a sophomore. Yes, she's been doing this for a bit, but she's still a sophomore pitcher and still has a lot to keep growing. But she worked really hard in the off season. She was the one that morning practices, if everybody's kind of like, oh, I don't know, I'm tired, she's like, yeah, let's get together. And so she really worked on that. And I think she's got Ashlyn Metz catching her, and the two of them have a great dynamic as a battery that if Lottie does have a moment that she's like, okay, what am I throwing and how is that going to work? Ashlyn can kind of, talk to her, calm her down, get her where she needs to be. But like I said, Lottie's pretty, she's just pretty steady, and she's just like, nope, here's my job. And she knows it's her job. She knows that she's our pitcher and she's just got to do it. So I'm really proud of her and everything that she does. I think she works really hard and does a great job for us.
Let's talk about, we talked about the seniors and Lottie and everybody else. So, how's their progress going, especially in the field, and, how's that coming along?
It's going really well. Like I said, we're just trying to figure out who and where. We wanted to put a few people with losing Brooklyn Metz, our first baseman. We had tried a few things around, and We've got Brooklyn Bingham, who's a freshman who's playing first for us right now, and she's not as tall as you would typically hope for a first baseman, but she's just pretty, you know, pretty steady. She doesn't get too riled about anything. She's very stoic, and so she just kind of is there, and she'll get the ball and get done what she needs to. So figuring out that piece has been helpful. Doing that has left us pretty much with our same outfield for the most part. We have moved Jenna Mickey around a little bit. We had her doing some short, which left-handed short is always kind of interesting. She's incredible at it, but we've put her for the most part back in center field and Kesley Reed in left field because they've just kind of got command of that outfield. They did that last year. And so, you know, they're going to make those catches that we need. They're going to be smart about where to get the ball after a ball's been hit out there. And so the two of them are doing a great job in outfield. And then our right field, we are splitting between Briley Gibson and Emma Rebarger, who both are sophomores. They split time out there. And once again, are doing a good job. Their bats, both, you know, it doesn't matter which one of them we have, they're both getting the job done and getting more confidence at the plate. And then, you know, infield, Danny Infield is our shortstop right now that fills it out. And then otherwise we've got Gabby and Hayden at their second and third base spots that we're, you know, we're used to for them. So Danny's been a nice addition to that infield there and that left side of being able to cover some good ground and, you know, just, you know, feeling out that position and getting more confidence for herself too. I mean, we have stuff hit to the left side. And so Gabby and Danny really are going to hop on things and that's really good for them and just keeping that positive mindset. And then, like I said, you're returning your battery again. You know, you've got Lottie and Ashlyn Metz and Ashlyn Metz is doing a great job behind the plate and just trying to keep getting her a little bit more confidence too and command the field a little bit more. That maybe she didn't have to before, you know, and now I need her to step out there and be very vocal. But I mean, all in all, like I said, you know, you've got these three seniors that are doing a fabulous job, but they've got a group underneath them that are just, you know, coming along and they're going to keep coming along. And we just keep encouraging them to never settle and always know that you've got more to learn. And if we do that, good things are going to happen.
What are you looking forward to most as you kind of go into the third week of games and everything coming up?
Getting over any of those little obstacles. We worked hard really this week. We had 3 days of practice, which is really just not heard of, you know, once the softball season starts, leading into last night at ACA. And we just kind of focused on, here's what you're capable of. Here's what you do. Let's take advantage of it and have that confidence, you know, and we even looked at, I set up a little PowerPoint and said, okay, here's this team that has done this and this team that's done this, looking on paper, who wins. And they figured out pretty quickly it was the team that they didn't expect to win. And I took all the stats from the World Series that's been going on and everything and just getting them to understand that I don't care what the stats say. I don't care what a piece of paper says. It comes down to that day, who has the biggest drive, who's going to do the most right, and who's going to recover the quickest, who's going to win the game. And I'm excited for them to really, really, truly believe that and make those next steps. We're seeing it. Like I said, they did a great job last night against ACA, and they're just getting a little bit more confidence. And I think when they pull that all together, they're going to really surprise some people. And I think they'll surprise themselves that they're like, oh, wait, Coach Sorensen isn't lying. We are capable of doing this, you know, and it's just changing their mindset.
All right, Coach, good to talk to you, and best of luck this coming week.
Thank you.
That's Karen Sorensen, Melcher Dallas softball coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA.